We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. I have become a weather wimp. I'm telling you, I was just complaining to Heidi. I'm getting Julia off the bus. Said hello to Julia's friends, Dave and Arthur, the driver and the attendant. I don't know what the technical titles are, but they're really great guys. And as I'm getting Julia off the bus, I said to Heidi, I said, where are we going? I said, what do you mean? I said, it's freezing out here. I said, we got two choices. And they both begin with T. Our next move is either to Tampa or to Tel Aviv. I'm trying to figure out. She said, well, yeah, no, you know, you'd probably be safer in Tampa. I said, yes. And you know what else? The traditional Jewish food is probably better in Tampa. I kid you not. The Israelis are all about salads and other stuff. And she said, but you know what? That might be what's right for us at this point. What do you think? What do you think? I don't know. I just know it's cold. We will have a great time tomorrow night at Politics and Pints, presented by Chronic Care of Richmond. It's a sellout, gang. I don't want to be the guy who says I told you so, but I did tell you so. I warned you. I urged you to get your tickets so you didn't miss out. But that's all right. We got a full house at the historic Beacon Theater tomorrow. And, you know, we have added Brian Kilmeade to our lineup here. He's going to be part of Politics and Pints tomorrow night. Just a great guy. And I'm happy to say that Brian is joining us. Good afternoon, sir.
What's happening, Jeff? How are you?
Well, I'm fine, and I have to ask you, are you prepared for 700 of your screaming happy fans?
It's going to be great. I'm really looking forward to it. Been to Richmond a couple of times. First time I'll be with you guys, and then the next day over in McLean, and you'll be joining me there.
Yeah.
We'll do Fox and Friends, and I'll come back to your studio if you have the proper spread. I don't know what you guys offer for breakfast, or else I'll just go to a Renegade station, or... I'll just broadcast from the diner.
Well, any way you slice, it's going to be good. Believe me, we will be taking very, very good care of you. And you know Central Virginia. I want everybody to remember, I mean, you were down here for a million different soccer tournaments, as I recall.
Yeah, I'm the Jefferson Cup a number of times. There was another tournament around there. Also been Arlington. We had a couple of tournaments. I remember when I used to play, I used to go, and we know if you really want to play a tournament, you got to go to Virginia.
Yeah.
And it was also a huge college showcase.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Listen, we got some good stuff here. We are very excited about you coming in. We're thrilled, of course, to have you now as part of News Radio WRBA every single day. One of the things that I know is going to come up tomorrow, and I wanted to toss this out to you today, Brian. All of America watched as President Trump talked about a bloodbath in the auto industry, the economy, and they watched in real time as some of these legacy news media people did their best to spin it. This is no shock to you.
No, and you know, I was watching these Sunday shows, and sure enough, it's the same. It's almost like he was president again. Now that he's officially got the nomination, he's doing the same drill. You're not going to believe what President Trump did. You're not going to believe it, to the point where his press secretaries were actually being yelled at for things he didn't say and misinterpreted. In the beginning, some people didn't know Trump. You know, okay, well, you know, why is he's not talking like Bush. He's not talking like Obama. He's not as smooth as Clinton. But now it's Now you know it's just intentional. You know, their rapid response team sits there and goes, got it. Got it. He calls all immigrants animal or non-humans. Up, got it. He says it's going to be a civil war, bloodbath. Got it. And that's where their rapid response team throws that out, Joe Scarborough. Starts cursing on his show, and next thing you know, people are incensed. If Donald Trump gets elected, there's blood in the streets. Therefore, it doesn't move his base, but it does may affect, unless people can get out there and define it, those independents, those undecideds, and go, wow, my goodness, he's out of his mind. But you got to play the whole clip, and I think people understand that.
I hope people understand. And Brian Kilmeade is joining us. Of course, we watch him every day on Fox and Friends, listen to him every day, 10 until noon, right here on News Radio WRBA. Tomorrow he'll be in town for Politics and Pints. Let me ask you about the Biden record, because it just seems to me we are in such terrible straits right now. Every time we go to the supermarket, every time we go to fill up with gas, we're just reminded of how grossly incompetent this guy is.
I think we, you know, at some point, that's what comes forward. They think they're going to win. I'm watching the whole, I'm about to do a special on Fox Nation, and got four great guests, Scott Mann, Mike Cirelli, Chris Douglas, who did the after-action report about what went wrong in Afghanistan, Andy Stump, retired Navy SEAL, and we're just going to comment on a five-hour testimony that we've been taking in. Yeah. And I'm just watching this, and the theme is this. Trump would have done the same thing. And Joe Biden's hands were tied. But it would really, if you drill down on it, is we tried to tell him this whole thing would fall apart. He wouldn't listen. So I presided over the biggest failure in American history. America has not bounced back yet internationally, and his numbers have not bounced back yet. And now we find out he's got a rivalry with Obama, and the Obama people don't really respect Biden, and the Biden people feel as the Obama people are hired over them. So now you got a dysfunctional team and a leader that was never strong, who is way past his prime. And that's what Trump is up against, that performance, but he's up against a Democratic machine that's going to cover for him and make him the worst thing on the planet.
And that's the thing, Brian, is that the interference that these people are running is to me, it's insulting, it's demeaning, but I mean, that's kind of what the left does these days. Do you have any idea why Barack Obama...
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Obama was meeting with Rishi Sunak over at 10 Downing Street. What was that?
Bizarre. Oh, well, I was in business. I always thought I'd drop by. Well, what business is that? You know, I mean, what business is that? So, you know, he's not in office. We don't think. We know, like, it just leaked out about 2 months ago. I'm sure you saw it, Jeff, that he's heading up their AI division about, you know, opportunities in AI. I go, whoa, excuse me?
Yep.
Why didn't I announce that? You know, when there was a tsunami, Bush put Clinton and his dad to the office and said, hey, guys, I'm asking former presidents to help me out. You know, when Clinton needed help in North Korea, he goes, I'm calling up Jimmy Carter. Yeah. Hey, Jimmy Carter. And it was a mistake, by the way. But he called up Jimmy Carter to help out. So why not just say, hey, Barack Obama, look how handsome he is. Look at, I'm going to ask you to do me a favor. Barack, would you head up AI? I mean, and I would use that. You kidding? If I'm him, I'd go, you know, yeah, do all the interviews on AI. Let everyone think that we're in control of it, that you know, I'm on top of it.
Right.
But instead, it sneaks out. Like, it's a passing thought. So it makes people wonder, those conspiracy theorists that say Obama's running things, that give fuel to that.
Well, and that's the thing. You mentioned conspiracy theorists, but, you know, you sit back and after a while you go, geez, am I in a conspiracy theory? Do I need more tinfoil to wrap around my head? Or, I don't know, is Barack Obama really behind the scenes pulling the strings? And it just, as you say, it feeds into that, and there's no intelligent, cogent response from Team Biden. They always look like they got caught short.
if Jake Sullivan and Anthony Blinken are doing something, I just don't know who they're listening to. Remember, they were the two disinformation kings in leading up to 2020 for Biden. That's and now they got some power. But, you know, where they go, it looks like Blinken was better friends with Hunter than he was with Joe. I don't know what kind of relationship is there. Mm-hmm. Jake Sullivan was tighter with Hillary than he ever was with Joe. So now we've got these two guys leading the charge on one questionable foreign policy decision after another.
Right.
And I never feel like they're projecting strength. And now they're in the midst of abandoning Israel.
Yep.
So while, you know, in the midst of executing the Ukraine thing so strongly, it gives Republicans who have doubts no legitimate questions about Ukraine. For me, it's not.
Okay.
I would follow every bullet to the front line, but I just think that the Russians are a massive threat. We're underestimating them because they put their people into a meat grinder, and we think they're incompetent, but they got 150 million people. I think they got hundreds of thousands that are going to be forced to suit up, and they need to be stopped there. But because he slow-walked everything, he left Ukraine vulnerable, left him giving his critics reason to wonder, how could I possibly back a military operation with Joe Biden in front?
Wow. It is so troubling. And I just got to tell you, I mean, I sat here the other day as a Jewish guy, Brian, and I watched Chuck Schumer just rip into Benjamin Netanyahu.
How do you feel, Jeff, about this? How do you feel about both things?
Well, listen, I'm appalled about them turning their back on Israel. And there's no way to describe it any other way, Brian. They have turned their back on Israel. And Joe Biden, look, I think Joe Biden has been wrong about every foreign policy issue his entire flipping career for five decades. He's never been right about anything. But I think it is giving the opportunity for a lot of nascent anti-Semitism to rise to the surface. And I'm not saying it's Joe Biden, but there are a lot of people now who are lying, using the term genocide. And you just want to say, do you even know what it means? Do you understand this threat? And they just don't seem to care. I think it's critical theory, right? Everybody has to be a victim or a victimizer. And then they have decided, well, these folks are the victims, and therefore those folks are the victimizers.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing what's going on right now. As much as I hate to see what's going on, I just want people to see a massive contrast.
Yep.
And to see, and I want people to understand that some of the things they're doing is indefensible.
Yeah.
And I think the worst thing in life is to have somebody, when things are good and when things go bad, they go south.
Yeah.
And we're seeing it again.
Yep.
We're seeing it in Israel. They're best friends. You don't like the way this operation has been run, even though West Point, urban warfare expert, says Israel's doing it better than even we could,
right,
avoiding casualties in the most difficult situation imaginable in Gaza. And he could lean on these statements.
Yes.
He could lean on a series of statements. Yes. He could get in there with his own video guys, his own intelligence people, and say, do not believe Hamas's intelligence wing.
Right.
But he doesn't do it. He says, okay, if Hamas says it, 30,000 people are dead, and 70% of them are women and children. That's not even possible.
That's right.
But that's what he's going on.
Yeah, he is. And listen, it's one of the reasons I think many of us are thankful for folks like you and the other folks, Fox and Friends, as an example. I mean, you're holding folks accountable that need to be held accountable. You're getting out there. You're getting in front of these stories. You and I might have a further discussion about Ukraine. I'm interested to hear how you flesh that out, because we hear, I got to tell you, we've had a lot of talk about the cost and is the ROI there. So this is going to be fascinating. I'm sure this will come up tomorrow night as we're doing Politics and Pints. And have you got your autographing hand ready? Because a lot of people want you to sign your book, your latest book.
Well, yeah, that would be great. We're trying to line up a bookstore there to come. I'll travel with some of them. But if anybody has a book, that would be great. Number one, I just want you guys to keep in mind, this is just my first visit.
Yep.
So I'll be back. I'm not going to be one of those things where I'm just going to stay in New York.
Okay.
I'll be coming down trying to work with your team. With our lineup as much as possible, and make you feel like I'm around the corner.
I love it. Listen, we are thrilled that you're coming here. I told you, your two biggest fans are my neighbors, and they are going to be there. And
okay,
I think they're both going to hug you. They're both lovely folks, but I think they're going to hug you. I'm just giving you the heads up.
My Italian side will embrace that.
Ah, I love it. Well, listen, my friend, it is always good talking to you. Can't wait to have you here tomorrow, and safe travels, all right?
All right, go get him, Jeff. Thanks. See you in 24 hours.
Thank you, my friend. That is Brian Kilmeade. He is coming to town tomorrow. I mentioned his two biggest fans, Wendy Yeoman from Jake's Place. Oh, my God. Wendy absolutely adores Brian. I mean, like, she just loves him. And then you know who else is his biggest fan? These two are sort of rivals for number one and number two. Mackenzie Babichenko, the Commonwealth's attorney here in Hanover County. So I don't know if Mackenzie's going to make it out, but I promised her I would get Brian to sign a book for her, and I will deliver that. It is 4:27, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.